preventing a rush to judgment on sleep disorders, utilizing social media to promote water flying, and next for NASA, commercial lunar landers. This is Aero News from Monday, January 20th, 2014. I'm Glenn Moyer. U.S. Senators Joe Manchin and Jim Inhofe have introduced bipartisan legislation that would ensure the FAA conducts an open rulemaking process before enacting potential changes to the medical certification requirements for pilots and air traffic controllers in relation to sleep disorders. In November 2013, the federal air surgeon at the FAA proposed new guidance regarding the screening and testing for obstructive sleep apnea for pilots and air traffic controllers. The guidance assumes that aviators and air traffic controllers with a body mass index of 40 or above have OSA by default and would require a full battery of testing and evaluation. Senator Inhofe said of the FAA's plans, quote, "This is a classic bureaucrats know best effort by the FAA regarding the personal health of those in the aviation industry," end quote. This new bill, if passed, would require the FAA to follow its established rulemaking process, allowing pilot comment before any new rule could be finalized. Where 2 Interactive has formed a partnership with Seaplane Pilots Association to promote water flying and host the Seaplane Pilots Association's online event calendar, further establishing social flight as the industry-wide calendar for general aviation. In keeping with the grassroots spirit of both organizations, the agreement between both companies was signed at the U.S. Sport Aviation Expo in Sebring, Florida, this past weekend. The partnership coincides with Social Flight's recognition as one of the top 5 aviation apps determined in a recent poll by the AOPA. Social Flight is a free mobile app and web suite which maps all of the general aviation events important to pilots, such as aircraft fly-ins, air shows, pancake breakfast, conventions, FAA safety seminars, and many more. Social Flight mapped over 5,000 events in 2013, and close to 2,000 events have already been cataloged for 2014. Social Flight's mission is to support and energize general aviation by giving pilots places to go and more reasons to fly. Social Flight users can search for events, add events, chat, upload photos, get email notifications, send event notices to their friends, and even add events automatically to their Google or Outlook calendar. Building on the progress of NASA's partnerships with the U.S. commercial space industry to develop new spacecraft and rockets capable of delivering cargo and soon astronauts to low Earth orbit, the agency is now looking for opportunities to spur commercial cargo transportation capabilities to the surface of the moon. NASA has released an announcement seeking proposals to partner in the development of reliable and cost-effective commercial robotic lunar lander capabilities that will enable the delivery of payloads to the lunar surface. Such capabilities could support commercial activities on the moon while enabling new science and exploration missions of interest to NASA and the larger scientific and academic communities. NASA's new Lunar Cargo Transportation and Landing by Soft Touchdown, or Lunar Catalyst Initiative, calls for proposals from the U.S. private sector that would lead to one or more no-funds-exchanged Space Act agreements. NASA's contribution to a partnership would be on an unfunded basis and could include the technical expertise of the NASA staff, access to NASA Center test facilities, equipment loans, or software for lander development and testing. As NASA works with the U.S. industry to develop the next generation of U.S. spaceflight services, the agency is also developing the Orion spacecraft and the Space Launch System, a crew-capable and heavy-lift rocket to provide an entirely new capability for human exploration of space. Just weeks after its designation as one of 6 federally approved test sites for unmanned aircraft systems, Texas A&M University Corpus Christi conducted several test flights over South Texas ranchland to continue research and training on the RS-16 unmanned aerial vehicle. The recent FAA test site designation, announced on December 30th, is expected to bring other UAS researchers to the university's Lone Star UAS Center to expand research on new applications and safe integration of unmanned aerial technology into the national airspace. While the test site designation does not come with federal funding, recent studies show an anticipated economic impact of $8 billion statewide and $260 million in South Texas over the next 10 years, creating about 1,200 new jobs. The Adjutant General of the Tennessee National Guard said the Army's proposal to remove the OH-58D Kiowa Warrior from its inventory could lead to the closure of two flight facilities in the state of Tennessee. Major General Max Haston said in a news release that Tennessee is the only state in which the National Guard operates the Kiowa Warrior. Haston said, quote, "This will have a tremendously negative impact on the Tennessee Guard. If the Army follows this course of action, Tennessee will lose 30 helicopters and the 692 soldiers who support them. It will also eliminate 113 full-time jobs and possibly two of the three Army flight facilities across the state," end quote. The Jackson, Tennessee Sun reports that the aircraft are based at Jackson and Louisville, Tennessee. National Guard spokesman Randy Harris said that the personnel are distributed fairly evenly across the two facilities. No dates have been set for closure of the facilities because the plan is still just a proposal. Wind Aero News continues. A downed Night Stalker claims one and injures two others. An aerial partnership between NBC and Fox. And send your name to the stars.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
ADS-B will be mandatory for most aircraft by 2020 in the United States. But you can benefit from ADS-B today with the Bendix King KT-74 Mode S Transponder. The KT-74 meets the global mandates for ADS-B out when attached to a suitable WASP GPS and is plug-and-play, slide-in replacement for the Bendix King KT-76AC and KT-78A transponders.
Cub Crafters is unique in that we can design, prototype, and certify, and put into production an aircraft. There aren't very many companies in the world that can make that claim.
For more information on Cub Crafters aircraft, including the popular Carbon Cub, visit cubcrafters.com.
Aero News continues now for Monday, January 20th. I'm Glenn Moyer. An MH-60 Black Hawk made what was described as a hard landing in Georgia on Thursday. One crew member was fatally injured, two others seriously injured during the training exercise at Hunter Army Airfield near Savannah, Georgia, according to a report from WSMY-TV. The names of those involved in the accident have not been released. The two injured service members were taken to a local hospital. The Night Stalkers are trained to fly behind enemy lines under cover of darkness. They're based at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. The accident is under investigation. According to the unit's website, it was originally formed from attachments of the 101st Airborne Division. It immediately entered into a period of intensive night flying, quickly becoming the Army's premier night fighting aviation force and the Army's only special operations aviation force. A television station in Portland, Oregon is planning to sell its news-gathering helicopter and will enter into an agreement with a competitor to share the cost of a single aircraft. NBC affiliate KGW has listed its helicopter for sale, according to the online source TVSpy.com. KGW news director Richard Jacobs told the site that the station will work with Fox affiliate KPTV, but would give no other details about the agreement or the eventual fate of KGW's helicopter pilot. The aircraft was first listed for sale in the fall, with an asking price of $1.25 million. NASA is inviting people around the world to submit their names to be etched on a microchip aboard a spacecraft headed to the asteroid Bennu in 2016. The messages to Bennu microchip will travel to the asteroid aboard the agency's Origins Spectral Interpretation Resource Identification Security Regolith Explorer spacecraft, otherwise known in NASA-ese as OSIRIS-REx. The robotic mission will spend more than 2 years at the 1,760-foot-wide asteroid. The spacecraft will collect a sample of Bennu's surface and return it to Earth in a sample return capsule. Those wishing to participate in Messages to Bennu should submit their name online at www.planetary.org no later than September 30th. After a person submits their name, they'll be able to download and print a certificate documenting their participation in the OSIRIS-REx mission. Participants who follow or like the mission on Facebook will then receive updates on the location of their name in space from launch time until the asteroid samples return to Earth in 2023. Facebook fans also will be kept appraised of mission progress and late-breaking news through regular status updates. The OSIRIS-REx mission goal is to address basic questions about the composition of the very early solar system, the source of organic materials and water that made life possible on Earth, and to better predict the orbits of asteroids that represent collision threats to the Earth. Sending my name to the stars. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks so much for listening. You're now cleared for departure.